We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
The show kind of stinks.
Welcome back. Third hour, Monday edition of the Dana and Parks program. By the way, for those of you who missed it right at the top of the show, a huge thanks to everyone who came out on Saturday for the second annual cornhole tournament.
Which is the fifth annual overall tournament.
Right.
Remember, we went from bowling to cornhole?
It was bowling bash that morphed into cornhole, so it was our fifth year of doing it, second year doing cornhole, and you guys were amazingly fun. Amazingly generous. For those of you who are there and those of you following along at home, the cornhole tournament raised for the Kansas City Police Officers Memorial Fund $54,078 on Saturday.
For a combined nearly $200,000 in just 5 years for the Police Officer Memorial Foundation. And I will remind you, the first year, you know, we were just tossing around ideas. We went bowling and raised about $3,000. So almost $200,000, and that is all because of the generosity of the Dana and Parks family, yeah, the law enforcement community, and their families. And we would be remiss if we did not pass this story on, that during the cornhole tournament,
While we were playing,
did you hear that the officer that we lost last week and some of the proceeds for this tournament went for his final expenses, and the Independence police chief was there and there was a chaplain there. While we were playing, it turns out that Officer Blaze Madrid Evans in death was a perfect match for a kidney needed in a fellow police officer in Springfield. So in death, Officer Madrid Evans has also saved the life of a fellow police officer, Mark Preby, in Springfield. And I'm going to just quote here from Officer Preby: "I am forever grateful to Officer Madrid Evans and his family for providing this donation. I truly believe God had his hand in this. It is difficult to comprehend why I am allowed to continue to live, and this young, brand new officer had to pay the ultimate sacrifice. I hope that I can honor him and his family by the way I live my life."
Well said.
So thank you for everyone who came out to support the tournament. I do want to make a correction. I was told next year the tournament would be April 11th. That is wrong. That is a Monday. You are right. It is April 9th next year, also at the Sandbox. Huge shout out to the Sandbox. What a great venue.
Oh, that was fun.
We will be back next year, April 9th.
Okay. Big congrats in order for Jason Sudeikis last night, if you missed the Emmys. The Ted Lasso star, who is 46 years old, was announced as the winner for Outstanding Actor in a Comedy Series during the 73rd Primetime Emmy Awards on Sunday. He beat out William Macy, Michael Douglas, Anthony Anderson, Kenan Thompson. Wow. Sudeikis even teared up as he accepted his award last night, even cracking a couple of jokes.
A big one, because Lorne Michaels, who he thanked from SNL, wasn't sitting in his seat at the time.
And Sam, if we have it, go ahead and play it. If not, we'll come back to it in a minute.
Okay, wow. Thank you very much. Yeah.
Jason Sudeikis delivered his Emmy speech.
Okay, it's one of those morning comedy wrap-up things. That's all
right. It is so funny. He shouts out his SNL family. He says, you know, this show is about family and team, and I want to shout out to SNL, to Lorne Michaels.
And then he says, I want to thank Lorne, who went to go take a dump now. Perfect.
Perfect timing.
You know he's going to go home and he's going to watch it. He loves watching the Emmys at home. It's fine. It's fine.
I want to thank Lorne, who went to go take a dump now. Perfect. Oy, oy, oy.
Greatest show on earth, man, I tell you.
Yeah.
And they all beat some heavy hitters. William H. Macy for Shameless. He beat Michael Douglas for, oh my God, we love that show. The Kominsky Method is outstanding with Alan Arkin. And I love that the lead female character in Ted Lasso beat out the co-lead female character. So the boss beat out Keeley, the social influencer,
yeah, yeah.
Roy Kent's girlfriend. And Roy Kent, character, also won for best
good,
supporting.
Good, because he's my favorite.
Oh, what a great night for Ted Lasso.
Also a big night for The Crown.
Love that
show. The Crown did really well last night. How come a lot of these shows are shows, other than Ted Lasso, I'm just going through the list here.
Let me guess, you've never heard of them.
I've heard of them, like Bridgerton, but... Yep. Yep. Handmaid's Tale. I've heard of it. Let's see here. All right. Now, I do have, and I don't, listen, I'm not as up to speed on the streaming thing. I'm a novice at the moment. But we found a show after Ted Lasso's Friday night disaster, which, by the way, we now understand they originally made 10.
Okay.
Okay. And then the company wanted two more. That's why Friday night show was so awful. And I told you earlier today, you could have skipped Friday night's Ted Lasso.
Right. But it's probably because they were supposed to do 10. And then this is what always happens. This is so popular. Can we get two more?
The network wanted two extra.
It is so popular, by the way. Jason Sudeikis was making somewhere in the ballpark of 250 to 300,000 per episode. Now, keep in mind, this is his baby. He wrote it. He directed it. He's it's all him, and he's the star of it. He has now signed a deal in the last several weeks to bring it back for a third season for $1 million per episode.
Good. Good for him.
According to his mom this morning on the Kansas City Morning News here on KMBZ.
Kathy
Sudeikis, who is local here.
Yes.
She said that he actually wrote all three seasons at first. So I guarantee you that's why with the two additional episodes, they just had
two
filler
in?
Episodes that didn't mess with any plot lines.
Yeah, because I said over the weekend, you could skip Friday night's episode. It wouldn't have mattered. It didn't advance a single storyline. And Kelly texted me earlier and said, they originally made 10. The network wanted two more because it's so popular. So that tells me, because that was episode 9, okay?
Yeah.
And if they only made 10 but have added two more, that means next Friday's is going to suck.
No, I disagree. I think, you know what?
And then we get the real two last
ones. You can't hit a home run every single time.
It was awful.
And I am just thrilled for him. He is worth every penny and more. I adore that show.
All right, let me get to my run, do not walk.
Place.
Now, I think I may be a little bit late on this one.
Is it called Seinfeld?
No. We started watching The Morning Show with Steve Carell and Jennifer Aniston. Oh, my God.
How many episodes in are you?
We are going to start. We were up till midnight last night.
Mm-hmm.
And
what has happened to him?
Yeah, you're an 8 p.m. bedtime
He's a
binger
now.
What is streaming duty doing to you?
We were up till midnight last night. Tonight, when I get home from work, quickly after 6 o'clock, we will be starting episode 5.
Enjoy the ride.
It's awesome.
It's very, very good. And Steve Carell, I believe, won the Emmy for his portrayal last year. I'd have to go back and look. It's incredible. It's incredible.
Is this Matt Lauer's story or
yes.
what?
Yes.
Is am I?
It is a thinly disguised drama.
He even looks like Matt Lauer.
About Matt Lauer. Yes. They don't say it, but they don't need to say it. Right down to the secret button in the room.
Yeah.
We noticed that too. Bunch of stuff in our stack today. One you don't even know about. How the FBI went in and seized what many people believe is always something private. I'm not going to use the word seized. I'm going to use the word stole.
Oh.
We'll tell you what they took and why the owners are demanding its return.
Okay. All right. And also, when we get back, we ran out of time this segment. Sam Adams has now crafted a beer that is so strong, 15 states have said you can't sell that here. We'll get to that in just a moment as well here on Dana and Parks. CNN Business is reporting that Samuel Adams is launching a new limited edition beer, and it packs such a potent punch, it is illegal in 15 states. The brewer released a new version of its Utopias brand every 2 years, and the 12th edition will be on shelves starting October 11th, but don't bother looking for it if you live in Alabama, Arkansas, Georgia, Idaho, Missouri, Mississippi, Montana, goes on and on. Utopias are illegal in those states because they contain 28% alcohol by volume.
Okay, wait.
The typical beer
tank
is 5.
Tank 7. What is Tank 7? It's 9?
I believe it's 7% alcohol.
Oh, 7. That makes sense.
These beers from Sam Adams are 28% alcohol, more than 5 times the potency of typical U.S. beers.
Yeah, that would be called liquor.
Okay, so give me, I don't understand those percentages, I really don't. If you're drinking like a vodka soda, what is that?
Well, so like they make 100 proof whiskey.
Okay.
Meaning that it's 50% alcohol.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
50% of what's in that bottle is pure alcohol.
And this is like beer that would just be in a beer can. Drinking a little bit, like ounces, but it's packing the punch of like a few shots of vodka.
Think of Bacardi and Coke. That's half Bacardi, half Coke. Okay. Yeah. That's the same alcohol content.
Okay.
Listen to this. Even in places where the brew can be sold, it might still be difficult to get your hands on it. Sam Adams only brews about 13,000 bottles of Utopias every 2 years, and it is expensive. The suggested retail price for a 25-ounce bottle, so twice the normal size of a bottle of beer, is $240 for one bottle.
Wow.
Okay. But it'll get you drunk.
Really quickly.
Wait until you hear this next story. I think it's going to tick a lot of people off.
Okay.
When you think about banking, one of the most secure, private products that you can go into a bank and secure would be the safe deposit box. It's sure. Where people keep passports, jewelry, cash for a variety of reasons. And yes, in the movies, sometimes criminals use them. But my grandma and grandpa had a safe deposit box. Mm-hmm. My mom and dad have a safe deposit box. Wills documents.
Yeah, you put your wills
in
there.
Is a huge reason you would have a safe deposit box. And I've never had one, but I've always seen the lady come and she gives you the key and opens the box and then they give you privacy. You know, it's not like you're in there with 20 other people. So this story from the LA Times today, man, it grabbed my attention. The FBI, after seizing Joseph Ruiz's life savings during a raid on safe deposit boxes in Beverly Hills, the unemployed chef took them to court to retrieve his $57,000. A judge ordered the government to tell Ruiz why it was trying to take his money. It came from drug trafficking, an FBI agent responded in court papers. Ruiz's income was too low for him to have $57,000, and his side business selling bongs made from liquor bottles suggested he was some kind of unlicensed pot dealer, the agent wrote. The FBI also said a dog had smelled unspecified drugs on Ruiz's cash, which, if you look this up, there are always unspecified drugs on bills circulating in America.
Yes.
Dot, dot, dot. The FBI, in this case, Scott, was wrong. When Ruiz produced records showing the source of his money was completely legitimate, the government dropped its false accusation and returned his money. However, Ruiz is one of roughly 800 people whose money and valuables were taken by the FBI. These were safe deposit boxes these people rented at the U.S. private vaults store on Olympic Boulevard in Beverly Hills. Wow. Federal agents had suspected for years that criminals were stashing their loot there, and they asserted that's exactly what they found. $86 million in cash and a stockpile of jewelry, rare coins, precious metals, which is exactly what you would put in a safe deposit box.
I thought safety deposit boxes were supposed to be like the hotel in John Wick.
Like, yes.
You weren't allowed to do anything. Once you're in the hotel, you're safe.
Listen to this. 6 months after they took $86 million in Beverly Hills, Scott, where it is not going to be unusual if you have a $30 million ruby and diamond necklace to put that sucker in a safe deposit box.
Right.
6 months later, they have produced no evidence of criminal wrongdoing by the vast majority of the box holders whose belongings the government is trying to keep.
To keep.
The people who rented the safe deposit boxes have not gotten their stuff back.
And they've committed no crime.
Nope.
576-7798. 576-7798. Sam Stevie the Third, Dana Wright. I'm Scott Parks. Quick break for the news. Your calls, your comments in just a moment here on KMBZ.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
To keep my hands on myself. Every once in a while, I run the Rolodex on past shows in my head, and I think to myself, have we ever even talked about safe deposit boxes in 10 years?
No.
And we have not. And then this story where the FBI secured the contents of a number of safe deposit boxes in Beverly Hills with millions and millions and millions of dollars worth of stuff. Some of it money, some not. And people are trying to get, the way I understand the story, Dana, and it's your story, so correct me if I'm wrong. People are trying to get the contents of their safe deposit boxes back. And they're not having a lot of luck. and yet they've committed no crime, it turns out.
In some of these cases, these are people who, for whatever reason, are unbanked, Scott, and this is their entire life savings.
And you're allowed to be unbanked.
You're allowed to be unbanked. And one of the things authorities said when they seized hundreds and hundreds of safe deposit boxes and their contents was that, well, some of the money was in rubber bands, and that suggests drug activity. What?
Well, it means I'm trying to keep them all together.
What?
Just want that. I have rubber bands at home, too.
Am I a money launderer?
And then they'll say, God love them, but then they'll say, well, we've detected drugs on the money. If you were tuned in about 2 or 3 months ago, we had a story, I believe, and I'm going off memory here, 85%, if I remember right,
yep,
of all bills circulating U.S. denomination.
Yep, especially 20s.
Yeah, all 85% of all bills circulating in the United States have some sort of drug residue on them.
Quoting here from one of the attorneys involved, the government's theory is that having cash makes you a presumptive criminal. And I think every single American should be worried about that. Now, keep in mind, one of the men who has done nothing wrong, the entire reason the FBI used in this case against him was that, well, he only makes $18,000 a year, so it's not possible for him to have $57,000 in that box. However, they were able, through Ruiz's attorney, to show exactly where that money came from. And the story doesn't get into it, but in that case, he's going to get his money back.
The problem is,
Scott, there are 300 other people whose safe deposit box contents were taken. Again, in Beverly Hills, jewelry, cash, and rare coins.
576-7798. You've never had a safe deposit box.
I have not, but here's my question for our bankers. This was a company called U.S. Private Vaults. And I'm wondering if there's a loophole. If you go through a private vault company for your safe deposit box, is it easier for the FBI to come in, raid the whole thing, and say, we're not giving back any of the $300 million we took? Or if you work in a bank and I have a safe deposit box in a bank, can they go in and take that too?
Or do they need just your run-of-the-mill warrant like they would to search your house?
Right, but that's supposed to be crazy private, where you have the key, they have a key. And look, in the movies, you go in that little room and they can't even be in there when you're in there opening whatever's in there.
There's a big island table in the middle.
Yes.
And you open it up and there's all the things you're not supposed to tell the government.
300 of the safety deposit box holders are contesting the FBI's confiscation of their stuff as a complete violation of their privacy.
And 300 people will not get their stuff back.
Oh, you would be furious. What if you're just like Kim Kardashian and you put your crap in there?
576-7798. Let's go to Al in Brookside. Al, what up?
Yeah, I have 2 points. First, if you had your property seized and you had to hire a lawyer, you're out the legal fees.
Yep.
The government probably won't reimburse you for that. Second, I understand that in certain ethnic areas, Asian in particular, they are afraid of banks because of bank failures, and so they keep their money in safe deposit boxes.
Yes.
Instead of bank deposits.
That's what some of them said, Al, that this was their life savings because they don't trust banks. And I didn't understand what that meant, but now if you say that, and that's true, I do.
Al, do appreciate the call. Somebody writes in, I can't believe this is true. The bank can use the money in the safe deposit box if it is in financial trouble. I find that very hard to believe.
I want to hear from my bankers. Could the FBI have done this in a bank with bank safe deposit boxes, or are they only able to do this because it's a private vault safe deposit company, which, by the way, I did not even know existed?
576-7798. Aaron, what's up, man?
Hey, you guys. So I think you guys are living in the movies. You know,
the feds can just about seize anything they want. You know, if they get a warrant from a federal judge, they can take it. So the whole, you know, nostalgia of it's in a bank or in a safety deposit box, they can't touch it, is hooey.
So from a bank, but, they even could?
Oh, yeah, most definitely. I mean, they seize property all the time. You know, they'll seize property from the church if they need to. So, but the thing I was going to say is this is civil asset forfeiture.
Forfeiture, yep.
I can't say that right. But anyhow, they're not charging these people with a crime at all. They're charging the money, the items, with a crime. And so you have to prove that it wasn't, that your money hasn't been committing crimes. How do you do that?
But that's not how our system works. You prove that it did.
How do you charge money?
It is 100% how our system works, and it's been working that way, and it is illegal as all get out. And it, hopefully, with these 300-some-odd people having to go through this, the Supreme Court will step in. If you look up civil asset forfeiture...
Oh, we have. We have.
If I drive across country with $10,000 in my car, and I get pulled over, and they run a drug-sniffing dog around it...
Correct.
And it hits on the cash, because they will hit on cash... partially because of the drug smell on it, partially because they're trying to find large sums of money, they will take my money, and they will charge it with a crime, and then I have to drive back there every so often to with a lawyer.
Hey, Ron, we just talked about this. The government stole some guy's car in Lee's Summit, destroyed it. It's sitting in Topeka because of the way the VIN plate was put back on it. It was an old 59 Corvette. I understand how forfeiture works. My problem in this case is this, Scott. They took 900 safe deposit boxes, okay? Is it possible that there were some people in there involved in drugs? Sure.
Okay.
But how is it okay to cast an entire net over all 900 boxes and take all of it? That would be like police saying, we think someone inside this building at Intercom committed a crime. So we're going to arrest all 100 people in the building. That's not how our laws are supposed to work. Did someone in this safe deposit box room, were they doing something illegal to put that money in there? I don't know. Maybe they were, maybe they weren't.
It is,
all 900 of them weren't.
Yes, there's the key right there.
What if my grandma's stuff was in there?
It is easy to blame the FBI in this, and they're not without blame by a long shot. However, this goes to what bothers me the most about the American federal government system. There was somewhere in this country, presumably in California, in the Beverly Hills area, a federal judge who had to have been presented with a warrant request that had 900 safety or safe deposit boxes listed. We want to go into this private safe deposit box building, whatever, and we want the keys to open 900 boxes to examine their contents. And a dumb judge, federal judge in California, had to have looked at that warrant and said, "Well, sounds pretty good to me. I'm thinking, let me get my John Hancock on here real quick." That happened because otherwise, the company would say, "Well, no, you have a warrant to open that safe deposit box, but you don't get to open the other 899.
Just because you think that there's jewelry and cash in there?
That's what they're for.
That's what I can't get over. That's what the safe deposit box is supposed to be for.
Joe in Overland Park.
Like going into a PetSmart and finding dog food and going, well, I'll be damned.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
I'm actually been following this case. I'm kind of like a kitchen table lawyer. I like to watch this stuff and listen. The federal judge actually told them, if you are to leave all the innocent boxes alone and only the ones you can directly connect to crimes, can you seize the property. The other ones, you are not to seize them. And then the government, the feds, FBI, and the prosecutors are going, what can we think up here that we can chart, you know, we can claim all these other people did. But the judge actually told them, don't keep and don't touch the other people's lock boxes that you cannot directly connect to a crime.
Then why did they?
Because it's the FBI. They overstep all the time.
Oh.
I mean, the Institute of Justice is taking them to court over this, and I tell people to donate to the Institute because they're about fighting for our constitutional rights to people from the government when they overstep like this all the time.
This isn't simple overreach, Joe. This is killing a fly with a cannon.
Oh, I think whoever decided should have prison time for the rest of their life.
Wow.
That's all these federal prosecutors do, is they sit around figuring out how they can fund their operations by taking it from the taxpayer people without proof.
Joe, Joe, fat fingers, go ahead, continue, please.
Sorry. There's a case in Indiana where the Indiana top DA is refusing to give them back this guy's $47,000 car that he got with his dad's insurance money because he dealt a little bit of drugs to an undercover agent, and they seized his car. Well, the Indiana State Supreme Court ruled, no, that's too big of a fine. You can't keep the car. And they went to the state Supreme Court twice on it, and the state's still refusing to give it up, even after they've been ordered to do so.
Joe, look up the 59 Corvette that was seized from this Lee Summit man that is still sitting in a tow lot in Topeka, about to be crushed, even though it was a restored car with one owner for 30 years out of Chicago. And the state of Kansas refuses to title it. They confiscated it at the inspection station.
576-7798. More of your calls, your comments coming up in just a moment here on Dana and Parks.
Everybody get up.
Story here from the Washington Post. I'm not reading that one. Never mind. Moving on. The headline is, a woman accepted $50 from a... Did you see this headline?
Do not read that.
Who printed this? Never mind.
I thought you were going to talk about the guy that was arrested.
It seemed like a crazy story.
No.
Little too.
Talk about the guy who was arrested. Let me look it up. You will laugh, and I included his mugshot because, I'm sorry, kids, this is why you don't do drugs. He was arrested in Tulsa.
This is why?
Yeah.
One of the reasons.
Listen to this. This is just the headline, okay?
All right.
Tulsa man arrested after stealing prosthetic leg.
Look at the mugshot. The mugshot just says, I did.
Tulsa police say a man is in jail after stealing someone's prosthetic leg during a robbery on Tuesday. Officers were called there around 4:30 Friday for an armed robbery, and a Tulsa County Sheriff's Office deputy flagged down other officers when they arrived and pointed out the suspect. The victim said the suspect, Kevin Hooks, came up to him with a large metal spike, took his backpacks and his prosthetic leg.
Well.
He said Hooks then asked him how much the items were worth and started waving around the spike. When police arrived, they found Hooks with the victim's prosthetic leg strapped to his head. Officers removed the leg and gave it back to the victim. Hooks was arrested and booked into the Tulsa County Jail for armed robbery.
You said strapped to his...
Strapped to his head.
Okay, what drugs was this guy
on? I don't know. I don't know what drug does
that. The story has changed.
So, kids.
What does the suspect look like, sir? What? Well, he's got my leg strapped to his head.
He's got a large leg attached.
Which, by the way, that is beyond felony theft and robbery because prosthetic legs
are very expensive.
Are like $20,000.
That's right. Story here from NBC News. Three people were shot over the weekend during a baby shower in Pennsylvania. Regarding a fight over gifts, police in Lower Burrell, a small city about 30 minutes northeast of Pittsburgh, responded to a call of an active shooter at the Kinloch Fire Department just after 6 o'clock on Saturday evening. Authorities discovered it was not an active shooter situation, but rather an isolated family incident during a baby shower.
What?
A suspect was taken into custody after a 23-year-old man, a 19-year-old woman, and a 16-year-old boy were shot. Police say they believe a family argument had broken out over presents turned physical before the shooter took out a handgun and began firing.
Wow. At a baby shower.
At a baby shower, yes.
Got it.
Yes. And then this news, we don't talk about COVID as a topic, but we do bring you up to speed on the latest news. Americans can expect a decision on COVID vaccines for children in the fall, maybe as early as next month. According to Dr. Anthony Fauci, regulators should have enough data in the coming weeks to decide whether to authorize shots for kids ages 5 to 11. Pfizer came out this morning and said they believe that the shots are safe for children between the ages of 5 and 11. Good. They are now sending it to the FDA for emergency authorization.
And now to my favorite story of the day. New homeowner shocked to find this boarded up in a wall cavity, clutching a note saying she killed a family who lived there in the 1960s. When we come back, I will tell you what was found in the wall of this homeowner's brand new home. And would you live there?
We'll get to that in just a moment.
Oh, hell no.
Right after the news here on Dana and Parks.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.